The audit found inmates collected over $413,000 in benefits between when they were put behind bars in March of this year. State Representative Samantha Kirkman, who requested the audit, says that should not be happening.
We have the ability to do cross-checks so easily these days with the computer systems, and they're not being done.
Kirkman is also concerned that over 1,600 people deemed ineligible for the food assistance program were still able to obtain benefits.
If somebody has had violations, they shouldn't be able to so easily get back into the program.
The Department of Health Services, which administers Food Share, says they are taking steps to improve fraud prevention. Kirkman says that should include better training for caseworkers on how to identify problems quickly.
There are some ways that we can maybe try to combat some of the fraud that they might suspect, and giving it to a supervisor so they can follow up on cases in which they suspect fraud might be in play.
Food Share paid out over $1 billion in benefits last year to more than 1 million Wisconsin residents. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.